531.
Today we are joined by Langi Owiha Isileli Latu Tangulu, who is an artist wood carver with 25 years experience and a founder of a carving business, Vava'u Carving House Limited, with his partner Caroline Matamua in the last 6 months. Carving House Limited offers customized products from birthday keys, souvenirs, decorative platters and bowls to standing bar stations. Very popular also are the cultural carvings such as war clubs, carver bowls and birthday keys and gifts. Langi joins us now on Pacific Days for more. Maloi lele, and thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Langi.
Maloi lele, Brian. Thank you very much. It's a privilege to be here and online with you.
Well, Langi, firstly, before we get started, whereabouts in the Kingdom of Tonga do you hail, and which village or villages are you representing this afternoon, brother?
Okay, thank you. I hail all the way from Vava'u, one of the islands in Tonga, from a village called Te Fisi in Vava'u.
Very good.
Now, I'll just talk.
Sorry, yes.
Yeah, like as you have mentioned, Brian, co-founder of Vava'u Carving House Limited over here in New Zealand, and also the carver for Vava'u Carving House Limited. Myself and my business partner, Caroline, we are both from Vava'u. And so that's why we decided to name the name of the company Vava'u Carving House.
Very good. Now, you started the business in the last 6 months. Tell us more about, you know, how the business started and some of the services that you provide, please, Langi.
Well, the first lockdown last year, some of the gentlemen, the Tongan gentlemen, decided to put up an online cover club for us to connect. It is for some of the artists, professionals, family, friends, and it was just like something to do during the lockdown where we met, and it was named the Inasi Global Cover Club, where everyone came up as a platform to connect and started to tala noa and to share our experiences, and you know, it's just, it was something to connect with everyone during the lockdown. And we met, I met Caroline on that platform, and there were some talanoa and various tips about like our backgrounds and stuff like that. And because Caroline is an art collector herself, and then we became to talk about like starting up a little business here in New Zealand, but that's how it all started. It started up from when we during the lockdown last year, then we connected through Inasi Cover Club online, and then various talks were in place, and then lately in November last year, we were registered and incorporated as a business on the 12th of November last year.
Nice. Now, you have 25 years experience as a carver, Langi. How did you get into carving? Where did that journey start for you?
I had the interview with John Pulu earlier on this year, and I told a story in there too of how I got into carvings. Apparently, it was just from my father, who just like passed on lately. This was during my school days in 1994. We had a little project to one of the lessons at school. And I came home one afternoon and I asked my dad, "Oh, can I have some money, please?" And then my dad asked, "Why?" And I said, "I want to buy something from the market so I can like present it to my teacher for some of the projects at school." And it was that day that my father told me, "Nah, you're not buying anything from the market. We'll make something for you." And then I was a bit, worried, because I haven't seen my dad, because when I grew up, all of us, our children, when we grew up, we known our dad as someone that went to the bush and farm. And that's all we knew about our dad. But then that day, he told me, "Okay, go under the bed, draw out the chest and look inside." And then I saw some of the old school tools that the tool that he used in some of his father too, my grandfather, my great grandfathers, and and little I knew they were carvers, they were boat builders too. But then, yeah, but it started from there. He cut the long story short. We went out to the family tax allotment, cut a tree down there, and we made a little carvable. And that was the very first thing that I was taught of by my dad. And later on, we built a little tongan fale, made out of coconut materials and mangroves, but it was from my dad that I started to learn carvings from.
That's amazing. Now, Langi, with regards to Vava'o carving house, can you tell us what in the last 6 months since you've been or started as a business, what have been some of your popular items or popular products?
Within the last 6 months of starting this business, we've engaged in making 21st keys and coverables and platters for caterings and stuff. But they're not limited to just that. Those were the stuff that demands from customers that came during and within this 6 months period of starting the company.
Now, being a business owner over the last 6 months for you and Caroline, what have been some of the big lessons, being a business owner?
To be honest, thinking of that, we've came to learn within this very short time of getting into business. If you stop, your business stops. If you stop, your business stops. It's not like your it's not something that you do like your 9-to-5 9-to-5 paid job, but being in business is you mainly work around the clock, but you're getting paid, right? You're still getting paid for it, it's quite satisfying when you're doing something. It's something that you love and have the passion for, you're simply happy when you when you look at the people coming in and buying the stuff that you created within that, that 6 months.
Langi, what's your advice, you know, being in business for the last 6 months, to other people that are looking to start their own business? What's, you know, what's your main lesson or best piece of advice today?
Okay. I wouldn't say it in any other way, Brian. Simply, you have to be sure. Yeah, you want to be in business. Yeah? This is the very first thing. You have to be sure you want to be in business. And you just need to have the patience, you know, to work through all the ups and downs of running and trying to maintain your business in a daily basis, you know. But all in all, you just be sure and must have the will to be in business.
Awesome. Now, for those tuning in today, Langi, of course, with the Vava'u Carving House Limited, any specials available for our listeners or viewers today?
Yes, we've got some stuff that now on the making, cover balls, clubs, and bladders. Those are some that are now on the making, and it's not limited to the dose. Most of the works are on the request of the customers, in which we are still now busy trying to finish some of those special requests now. But like, you can always, our listeners can always contact us through our emails if they need something to be made especially for them. The email is vavaukarving@gmail.com, or they can always find us at on Facebook. The Facebook page is Vava'u Carving House. So just like the page and follow, and just drop a message into the page inbox, and then tell us whatever they would want, and they will be happy to create something special for them.
Very good. And finally, Langi, for all our Tongan community tuning in today, any words of encouragement?
Thank you, Brian. Yeah, I just want to say something to all our Tongan listeners. Whakamalo atu ki a te kumotolo no kutua pe, ai ka inga ko tukutain ke whanongo ia ki porokama koen. O ku wate whakamalo lahi ki a te kumotolo no kutua pe, ko nao whai a poupou, pia moe whakatau, pia mei he ki pisnise wapau Carving House. Fatawang ki he otoa ken faita pe kina ki moto puta pe ya he pe o kia ya honga ia moto an ka ma Caroline ya mo family ye ngai poko no puta pe e to ya kakai tonga mo kakai Pacific ye fonua ko en ye ki business ko ni o ku fakalele ko ya pe malo au pito.
Malo o pito. Langi o wiha isi leli la tu tangulu, co-founder of Vava'u Carving House Limited. Malo o pito, Langi, thank you so much for your time today. And to you and Caroline, all successful future o tu ofa tu malo. Thank you.